anything that we can do for anybody to help get some information and some education out there, that's what we want to do this year.
Haynes Police Department reviews crime stats from 2011 and goals for 2012. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That news after this. Investigators suspect that carbon monoxide poisoning is to blame for the death of five residents of one White Horse house over the weekend. On Sunday morning at around 10:30 a.m., Royal Canadian Mounted Police in White Horse received a call by a friend of the victims reporting the deaths. They found the bodies of five people, including two school-aged children, in an old brown house on the north side of the territorial capital. The investigating team later said that carbon monoxide levels in the house were 10 times higher than what would have set off a carbon monoxide detector. There's not been a recorded incident of fatal carbon monoxide poisoning locally, but both Skagway and Haynes fire departments recall instances when detectors have gone off in area homes. And the White Horse incident has been a wake-up call to more than just the residents of White Horse, who held a vigil Monday at the school where one of the victims was a student. Haynes Volunteer Fire Department Training Officer Al Badgley says knowing about the dangers of carbon monoxide is as relevant here as it is anywhere.
Carbon monoxide is a potential problem anywhere, especially this time of year.
Badgley is not involved in the White Horse investigations, but has experience with carbon monoxide testing and poisoning prevention in our area. He says the poisonous gas is odorless, colorless, and tasteless, and is a byproduct of stoves and internal combustion engines.
And a lot of the times it comes from the fact that you have incomplete combustion. And one of the things that can happen this time of year, especially right around now, is the fact that monitor stoves, Toyos, things like that need exhaust vents for them to properly work. And when you have snow sliding off your roof or snow building up as it is pretty much anywhere in the Upper Lynn Canal, it can block those exit points for the exhaust. And when those exit points get blocked, potential carbon monoxide can build up in the home.
White Horse firefighters entered the house where the tragedy occurred using breathing equipment Monday and were investigating a furnace smokestack at the home. Police are still pinpointing a cause of death of the five people, a family of four, and an adult male boarder. They've said foul play is not suspected and they're not conducting autopsies on the victims. The coroner did plan to measure oxygen levels in the blood of the victims, another method of determining cause of death. White Horse Code requires detectors in city buildings built after 1995, but there's no way to enforce it. White Horse stores were sold out of the detectors the day after the victims were discovered, and more are being flown in to fill an emergency order. Although Skagway and Haynes do not enforce carbon monoxide detector placement, Badgley says they can save lives.
Probably one of the best ways to determine whether there's carbon monoxide in your home is get a carbon monoxide detector. And there's a couple of different types. One is one that just sounds like a regular smoke alarm. It just goes off when there's a certain level. They have one that's a little more expensive that will actually give you a digital reading on how much carbon monoxide it picks up.
The devices look similar to smoke detectors and are available for purchase at Skagway and Haynes stores. Haynes Fire Department has a limited number of $25 vouchers for carbon monoxide detectors for low-income households in Haynes.
For the most part, the goal is to try to have access for people that really can't afford carbon monoxide detectors.
Haynes and Skagway Fire Departments have more information and resources on carbon monoxide detection. The Skagway Fire Department also covers the issue in their biannual health fair. The next one is scheduled for April 14th. The number of arrests for driving under the influence in Haynes last year was more than five times higher than 5 years ago, according to the Haynes Police Department's year-end report summarizing 2011 activity in the borough. Haynes Chief of Police Gary Lowe points to the numbers. In 2007, there were three arrests for DUI in the Chilkat Valley. The next year, seven were arrested for the same thing. There were two in 2009. Then the number goes up to 12 in 2010 and 17 arrests for DUI last year.
One, it's the department focusing on this crime, and it's the community coming together to help us in fighting this.
Also in 2011, dozens of Haynes residents showed their concern about alcohol abuse in the community by starting the Haynes Alcohol Task Force, a group that's worked to identify an alcohol problem in Haynes and offer solutions. Chief Lowe says the numbers are reflections of what the community as a whole is paying attention to. Most of those arrests made last year came from residents calling in to report a possible drunk driver.
Well over 50%, maybe even closer in the range of 70% of our DUI arrests are based on we get a call in from someone in the public saying, I just saw this car, give a description of it and location, and they were driving recklessly in some manner. And we're following up on that information from the public. So I think the public calling in is where we're seeing the biggest amount of that increase there.
The number of people in police custody, 78, and the number of days served in the local jail, 167, also rose to their highest levels in 5 years in 2011. Chief Lowe, considering this year's stats, says those numbers are likely to rise again next year.
There's a lag time between when an arrest is made and when, if there's any jail time served. So it wouldn't surprise me if we see that number go up again this year, because the people that we've charged in 2011 are going to be serving their time in 2012.
But the correlation between resident action and police statistics goes further than that. The number of animal complaints dropped by 25% last year, which was also the beginning of enforcement for an ordinance meant to cut down on nuisance bears that was put into effect the previous fall.
There's one stat that you can directly tie to the to some action, and that was our bear trash ordinance. I think it had a big impact on the number of animal complaints that we had and that we responded to this past year.
Animal complaints in general accounts for just more than half of the documented calls to the police department in 2011. Chief Lowe calls that typical. What wasn't typical was the abundance of 911 emergency calls last year. The number has generally increased since 5 years ago, when there were fewer than half as many calls as there were last year. The Public Safety Department received 419 emergency calls in 2011. The next highest concentration of general calls, besides animal complaints, was for crimes against property, many of them thefts, then crimes against persons, most of them domestic violence related. The department recorded 35 vehicle accidents and 28 noise disturbances in 2011. Those numbers can change, Lowe explains, based on factors as unpredictable as weather or how many people show up for a particular event.
When you're looking at stats like this and you're looking at small numbers, there's so many factors that can influence that. You know, if we have 10% more snow days or more rain or less sunlight, you know, all of those can increase your traffic numbers or your accident numbers. The same thing with a lot of the crimes against persons and the crimes against property and those types of things. When you're dealing with small numbers, just one person, I actually saw this my first year here. There was one individual that moved out of town, and it dropped our crime rate by about 10% because that one person was involved in various vandalisms and damaging property. And you know, they alone were responsible for about 25 calls.
The total number of traffic stops went up last year by 139 stops to closely match 2009. Lowe says that number generally fluctuates with how fully staffed the department is from year to year. Haines PD had a full staff through some of 2011 and currently has 4 sworn officers on staff, including the police chief. The department is seeking to fill one more patrol officer position and promote one officer to sergeant. Chief Lowe's been with the Haines department since summer of 2008. He's been watching the police numbers rise and fall in those 3.5 years, but has observed larger trends that numbers can't completely show.
The largest trend, and we can see that some in these numbers, how they reflect this past year, is that the community is starting to feel more comfortable with their police department. You know, one of the things that we did with the alcohol task force is encourage the community to call us. And we're seeing more calls reported to us, more calls where people, you know, aren't sure, but maybe somebody's intoxicated or they see a car driving that's weaving a little bit, or, you know, they see a business with a door left open and they're calling us. So that, I think, and maybe it's just my perception that I'm feeling more comfortable with the community, but I think the community is feeling more comfortable with their police department, and we're all starting to come together on the same goals.
As the police department prepares for calls in 2012, they're putting a priority on modernizing the phone system that routes 911 calls to emergency responders at the price tag of around $150,000 already allocated. Skagway Police Department recently made similar upgrades to improve 911 emergency response. Haines PD is also seeking to improve community outreach by building a stronger online presence through social media and continue to offer educative discussions and campaigns throughout the community. Again, Haines Chief of Police, Gary Lowe.
Enforcement is one of the things that we do. Education and enforcement. We do have to do enforcement. It's not the most pleasurable thing for us, but it's absolutely one of the priorities that we have to do. And certainly for more serious crimes, you know, domestic violence crimes, alcohol-related crimes, we are going to make those arrests, and we're going to make sure that, they're prosecuted and we win those cases. Having said that, we want to educate the public to eliminate as many of those crimes as we can. So, you know, anything that we can do, if we can give a talk at the Rotary Club or the Women's Club, if we can give a demonstration at the school, anything that we can do for anybody to help get some information and some education out there, that's what we want to do this year.
A link to the 2011 police report from the Haines Police Department is at our website with this newscast. Information on Skagway Police Department's 2011 statistics will be part of a newscast later this month. For KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell.